Would you tell me a bit about where you grew up? You grew up on, in Ishbafan.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Little island on top of the west coast there. 7 miles out into sea. I left there, went to London in 59, a long time ago. So I spent 22 years there. I'm back 30 years out. But I used to like London. I was there when I was 19. So a lot of traditional music in the pubs and, you know, dance halls and all that. Used to know all the musicians over there, like Liam Fadler and Denny Meehan, John Ball, Raymond Rowland, Big Vince, was in London with them too. Another, some great fiddle players, Martin Button, Martin Buttons, they used to call them, and Bobby Casey, they are dead now, but they were great musicians. Yeah, we had some good times there.
Had you started playing before you left home?
Yeah, not so much so. I sort of picked it up more in London. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And then since I came back, I was about 12 years with Jack and Shannon's band. So that took me halfway around the world, which was nice to have. Was a bit younger that time, Stella. That was good.
Why had you decided to leave in the first place? Why?
Leave Inishbofin? Mm. Well, because all my age group were just leaving that time, you know. Before my time, they'd be all going to the States or Canada or New Zealand. And then back in the early 50s was all England, you know, because a lot of work there then, and so nothing much here in Ireland at the time. So I think there was a quarter of Ireland went to England back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. But now it's sort of changed. People don't go anymore. Not so much anyway. People seem to go to Australia these times, or the States. Yeah, that was interesting. So,
what sort of work were you doing at the time?
Well, I worked in a factory for a good few years.
In London?
Then I went into construction, became a bricklayer by trade, so that was nicer. And I came back, I think it was 81, 82. I'd come up 81 Christmas. And I was doing a job for this fellow I worked for in London, down in Tipperary. And I put in brickwork for him at a fireplace. And I got sick then, I got double pneumonia. And I was in the hospital in Kilkenny for 2 weeks, and doctor said you shouldn't work for at least 3 months. So I couldn't really afford to go back to London because I wouldn't have the money to pay for the flat for 3 months without work. So I came home then to Inishbofin. And maybe only when I got sick, I'd never be here. That's the way it happened. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Was your brother already in London at the time when you went over first?
No, he was 2 years after me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were settled when he came over to
Germany. We played music for, I don't know, 15 years together. Pubs and clubs and weddings and all that kind of thing.
What sort of...
I can show you a photo.
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Not so good walk, is that?
Can I give you a hand?
No, you're okay. It's an album. Myself and Vincent Mate in London, 76. I was the board connected to the island.
Younger days. Were you playing in pubs and that sort of thing?
Yeah. Or
any places in particular that...
We used to play in a nice pub in Holloway Road called the Brulee Tap. And we used to play in the Irish Club in Wimbledon when it opened up. I played in a lot of pubs around Camden Town and Holloway Road. Yeah.
What were they like?
Oh, okay, yeah. Be full of Irish.
Would you have sung songs in the pubs as well?
Yeah. I used to usually sing sort of what they call Shannon singing that time. Then when I was with John Shannon, I was singing different types of songs. Like Say You Love Me, it was very popular here in Ireland for a few years. So people liked it. So.
Would you have played in the Irish dance halls at all, or gone to them?
Not so much the Irish dance halls, no. Mm. Mostly the pubs. Like the Irish dance halls used to have usually bands, you know. And then when this country and western became very popular, it was nearly all country and western bands that would be in that dance halls. Mm. Yeah. I met John Bowe. A week after Vincent died, he was back in Ireland here. So I was talking to him down in that little pub where you passed up. So I know John since he came to London first. He was only, I think, about 16. Irish in London, they were very, you know, close towards one another, you know. They were sort of genuine towards one another. If anything happened to somebody, they all sort of rally around.
Did you know many people there when you went over first?
When I went over first, not so many. I wasn't drinking or anything that time. I was 22 before I took my first pint. But okay. I used to do a lot of that old chant, a lot of singing, you know. They'd have competitions for the Old Britain Championship in all Ireland. And I won the Old Britain 3 times in the All Ireland ones. There was a photograph of me up there on the wall when I won the All Ireland. Plus, I think it was 1988. So.
Did you have much involvement in cultists other than the competitions?
Yeah, that was cultists, yeah. Mm. I done a tour with them in 76, around Ireland. I done a big tour with Shannon Shannon in the States 3 times. First time 3 weeks on a sleeper bus, Wednesday day. About 25 of us. Second time 2 weeks, and the last 1 week. Then we went to Tokyo for a week in Japan. That was okay too. A lot of people.
Mm. You got to see quite a bit of the world that way.
Yeah. I've never been to Chicago, believe it or not. I've been to most of the cities, but chatting was over 3 or 4 days before I left. I came over with the manager, and she had done Chicago before I came. So I think the first stop was Virginia or somewhere. And then we spent a few nights in San Francisco and New York and Boston and Washington. And can't remember what happened.
What was it like when you first came back in the 80s? How was it very different than when you left?
When I left, it was very quiet, and a lot of people that came on and stuff, and it was 115 out in it. It was up to over 400 when I left, and I think my father's name was about 1,200, but the population has got to. Nice place in the summer. You should go out there for the weekend. You like it?
I'd love to go, yeah.
Come out some weekend, I'm going out. You can come with me. I like to play music out there sometimes in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have 3 hotels there and a pub. That's enough. gets a lot of tourists in the summertime. Well, if you're not in weather like this, but if you get good weather, be packed. A lot of day trippers as well, you see. They have fast boats now, going a half an hour. It's a nice place in the summer. I was in there at Easter. Vincent was back from London, then he went in for 3 or 4 days. He wasn't really able, I think he just wanted to see the island for Polly. I think he knew he was not going to leave. So how is Big Vince?
He was the same as ever the last time I saw him. Still playing away.
Me and Big Vince used to stay in the one flat together in London. Yeah. He was a bus driver, Vince. Yeah.
In what part of London were you living that time?
I was living in South London. Then I lived out in Surrey for a good while, which is close to, only 15 minutes from London.
Did you, you mentioned another pub on Holloway Road. Did you play in The Favourite at all?
Yeah. That's where when we first the man that played in The Favourite got us to do this album with Topic.
Yeah.
They were interested in traditional music. Yeah.
Was it recorded there? No,
it was recorded in the crypt of a church. Because that was the only place they could get silence in them times. They had no places like what they have now, We done that in about 6-7 hours, the whole album. And I made an album, and it took 3 weeks here in Ireland. 14 years ago now. If I have a copy of it, I'll give it to you. There you go.
Thank you very much. Yeah. This is mostly songs, is it?
Yeah.
Where did you learn your songs? Or?
Mostly in London.
Mm. Was there anyone in particular that influenced you on the fiddle or singing? Or?
I think there's one tune there on the fiddle, I think. Oh, yeah, this one.
Oh, Martin Burns,
yes. Makes tunes. That's the song they went wild about. I waited as long as I can. But the Yankee was from Kentucky. I used to sing that first.
Mm.
I heard it in London and I sort of liked it.
So you weren't only singing Irish songs, you were very open to...
Yeah.
Did you go to the folk clubs or any of the singers' clubs at all? Or?
What's this?
Did you go to the folk clubs or the singers' clubs at all?
A few. Well, I lived down in the north of England a few times for a 2 years. Oh. And I used to go to some of the folk clubs there.
Mm. If you don't mind me asking, what age were you when you first went to England?
19, yeah.
So had you worked kind of at home for a while?
I used to do a bit of fishing, yeah. Yeah.
Any particularly memorable nights or anything when what? In London? Any particular memorable occasions in London would come to mind?
We had one big night in the Albert Hall, I think it was 77, I think, maybe 76, I'm not sure. All the Irish musicians, it was Coltis that was running it. Like the Albert Hall, very famous and was famous in London anyway. So that was a big night.
Remember Denny Meehan talked as well about going to Concurtains.
Yeah, Concurtains, you know, yeah. They used to play in the White Hart, a pub called the White Hart in Fulham. Mm. Yeah. And then they had a Cayley band together, Denny Meehan and a man, PJ Cratty, he's dead now, Raymond Rowland, he's dead. Very good band they were, so. I met Liam Farrell when I was in London this time. Yeah.
Well, you were there, did you come back to visit often to see your family or?
To Ireland nearly every year. Mm. Yeah. Well, we used to come at Christmas sometimes, but then, you know, the boats wasn't so good that time, and you could be weatherbound on the mainland, and Christmas could be nearly over by the time you got to the island. So we used to come in the summertime after that.
Were there others in your family besides yourself and your brother? There was
nine of us, Sarah. Five gone. Four of us left.
Did they play music as well?
Aye.
Did they play music as well?
I didn't know that brother, Christy, was a great musician, a great accordion player as well. He did about 12 years, 13 years, I think. And my mother used to put a bit on the accordion as well.
Dances and that sort of thing at home?
Oh, used to be dancing, yeah. Used to be dancing in the school hall, maybe every couple of weeks. And then if somebody was going to America, they'd be dancing the house for them, house dances. Because that time when people go to America, they might never come back again, you know.
You never thought of going to the States yourself?
I was going to go about 40 years ago and I changed my mind again. But I've been over and back often enough now. Anyway. I've got a friend in Boston, he has two pubs there, Tommy McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
He's another great musician. Mm. We used to play with his father in London all the time.
Trying to think who else you might have known while you were there. So was you, Reg Hall playing
Reg, piano. Yeah. Reg was on that
album,
playing the piano.